Hi there. Welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy, bringing you communication tips and strategies that will boost your business because of the conversation that I have with a highly qualified guest who shares her expertise with us today. And I'm very happy to welcome Christine Stevenson from Austin, Texas. She's the owner of Proverbs 1616 LLC and is a Central Texas author, speaker, and radio show host. She negotiates tax debt settlements with the IRS for individuals and small business owners and specializes in assisting first-time self-employed individuals and small business owners, helping them straighten out their money mess. How many times have we needed that? With 7 years of experience at the IRS in Austin, Texas, her expertise led her to write the book, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed, Gig Worker, and Indie Contractor. The book became an Amazon number one hot new release. Christine Stevenson is regularly quoted in many online financial sites, such as Fox Business News, MSN Money, Yahoo Finance, Debt.org, and Business Insider. Christine and her husband enjoy their 7 adult children and 11 grandchildren. And here's an interesting point, especially. They occasionally raise backyard chickens, so she's extremely versatile. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the Biz Communication Show.
Hi, Bill. Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's super to have you here. And before we talk very much about the specifics of your business, one of the items that I noticed since we became connected on LinkedIn, one of the items I noticed was where you talked about the great value professionally and personally of taking time away from the work. As I remember, you had a cabin that you went to for a week. So I would like for you to explain to us why you feel that way. And I think it counteracts what you and I have heard so much from many other professionals. Many other professionals say, work, 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 produce, 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 get up early, stay up late, work weekends, and those kinds of things. So tell us, please, is this something you've been doing a while or something that's a longstanding habit? And what's the value of it, please?
Wonderful, wonderful question. So particularly for self-employed people, especially. That's the focus of that comment in the post I actually put on LinkedIn. When you're self-employed, and if you work from home, such as I do, the tendency is to keep working. The next thing for the client, what does my client need? How am I going to serve them next? And you can get caught in this long daily cycle of work, 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 as you said. But if you don't take a break every day, and then for a longer period of time, a vacation time, I think you suffer mentally, physically, your physical health, emotionally, spiritually, all these things start to go down the toilet. And it's very important to maintain the opposite, good health, a good spiritual life, good mental health, good emotional, physical health. All these things are important. And my own personality, I tend to get very focused. I can literally sit for 6 hours. I'm so involved in my research, what I'm doing for the client, for somebody else. Time just passes by. And while that's great for research and productivity, it's terrible for my health. I'm sitting, and that's bad. I have a very sedentary lifestyle, and many people do. So getting out, walking around, stepping away from electronics. I love nature. I encourage my clients to go out. As a matter of fact, I had a client last night. He's an airline pilot and he has a lot of responsibility, as you can imagine. And on his days off, he's got a lot of things to take care of. But I remind him, hey, you need to put 30 minutes aside. Your assignment, your homework is to go out and walk for 30 minutes. Get out, do nothing. No phone, no ear pods, earbuds, no nothing. Take a stroll. A stroll. How many times? That's an old-fashioned kind of word. How many people go for a stroll these days? So I just know the benefits of that for all those reasons: mental health, physical health, emotionally, spiritually. Building space in our busy, busy world. In the coaching world, we talk about slowing down to speed up. So those breaks are very, very important. And then a long-term break to get away from it all. That cabin.
I like that, slowing down to speed up. And one of the points you made that I want to underscore is that many of us who are entrepreneurs and self-employed, you alluded to this. Hey, one of the problems is that we're working at home and there's not much of a place to get fully away unless we leave the house. A couple of comments additionally. I remember, and I think of it often, the words of a country music song, which said, "What do you get when you work your fingers to the bone? You get bony fingers."
Exactly.
And I so agree with what you're saying. In fact, I'm not the only one who agrees with that. I'm sure you have seen many posts on LinkedIn where research is showing that people who take breaks, people who get, and for me, it's 8 hours of sleep, you come in refreshed, you come in energetic, you got more emotional stability. And Arianna Huffington is one that I quote on this very often, because she posts often about the value of sleep and rest and recreation. You talk about the strolls outdoors, Christine. Thankfully, I have a little puppy who requires that.
Here we go. Great.
Rather than doing one long walk a day, it's better for both me and the puppy to take a 10-minute walk here and a 10-minute walk there. And when you come back, you have not only mentally and emotionally you're refreshed, but your eyes are rested, your brain is rested. It's just a very good habit to form. And for some people, as you say, who can, and I think of my friend Diana Boer, who can just sit for a long time. Diana mm-hmm. told me she's written 50 books, and she said sometimes she will sit at the desk for 10 consecutive hours writing. Okay, that's not my style. It wouldn't work for me in any fashion. So I wanted to bring that out, because with all that you do and with the complex work that you have, it takes incredible mental alertness. And yes. You don't run your car at 100 miles an hour all the time. I hope you don't.
And no.
So we need that refreshment. Now, getting to your profession, I would say that being an IRS advisor, coach, teacher, instructor, I would say that would be somewhere in the 95% range of the most demanding professions, because it's so complex. And you're often dealing with people who you have to give a lot of education to. So my major question would be, why is that your mission? And how did that become your mission?
Yes. So why it's my mission is a couple of things. First of all, I know how stressful it is to deal with the IRS for the regular average person. And I don't mind dealing with the IRS. I like it. I enjoy it.
You're qualified to.
I'm qualified to also. And I know that I bring that value to people. I can take the weight, the burden off of them. That's a real gift, in my opinion. So that's part of my mission, is to help ease the stress of dealing with the IRS.
And I'll agree to that stress. I think just if somebody uses the initials IRS, it really gets to your nerves.
It does. It's the worst creditor to have, and they have a lot of power. They can freeze the assets in your bank so you can't access your money. They can put a lien on your house which might complicate things if you try to sell your house. They can, in an extreme situation, padlock the doors to your business. That's a very extreme example. But they do have that power, and we've heard the horror stories in the news media, and I never let my clients get to that stage, ever, ever. But that's part of my mission, is to take that burden off of them. And I enjoy, for the most part, I get frustrated, but I enjoy working with the people at the IRS. I speak IRS. I like to talk about that sometimes on my radio show. I know the lingo. I know the manuals that they're
which the rest of us do not know.
Right. Yes. So I have a little bit of an inside scoop there. So I can talk to them, not necessarily as, you know, I am an enrolled agent, which is a credential that I was awarded from the IRS. So I'm licensed, I'm a professional, and I maintain that license through continuing education. But I can speak to the employees and help say, look, you know, I know in your manual it says this, but what about this other situation over there? So I can speak and relate to them in their own language. So that's part of my mission. That's part of why I do this. And what brought me here, again, is the 7 years I spent working inside the IRS. And it's a very specialized bit of work. Most CPAs or enrolled agents or tax attorneys, they're not doing this specialized work. This is my niche or my niche, depending on how you want to pronounce that. And I love being able to drill down into that and specialize.
Bless you. We need that.
Yeah.
Need that.
And I want people to avoid trouble with the IRS. Hence the name of the book.
We need your expertise. I was audited once by the IRS. It's not a comfortable experience. And it was almost humorous the way it wound up, because they, after the thorough audit, the examiner said to me, you are not in trouble. Everything is correct. There are no problems. And I said, well, then why was I audited? And her reply was, because you, for your level of income, seem to be paying a heck of a lot of interest. And I said politely, at my level of income, you got to borrow some money.
There you go. Yes. Yeah, yes. There's exactly. All sorts of reasons.
One thing that, I've even got friends who say this, and they think that they're being financially sound. I have friends who will say, oh no, I do my own taxes because I don't have to pay somebody else to do it. Mm-hmm. How do you counter that statement?
So I would say this, those are the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers. And I myself am a DIY person. I like to do things myself. And sometimes you get what you pay for. And I have helped people prepare tax returns across all spectrums. And there are those that are absolutely afraid of the IRS, no matter how simple their tax return is, and they want someone else to do it. Boom. They go to H&R Block or one of the other services. They get it done. And then there's the DIYers who like to use the retail software, such as Free Tax USA or TurboTax or any of the number of software retailers that are available. They enjoy that process and they don't want to pay a professional, a CPA, an enrolled agent such as myself, because they don't necessarily see the value in what the professional is bringing to the table. Oh, well, I can do it myself with this software. And that's true to a point, but the problem becomes, do you know the reason behind the question being asked in the software? And if you don't know the tax law behind it, you might do something wrong. Quick case in point. I had a gentleman come to me, several kids in college and still at home, and he wasn't getting his child tax credit that he thought he should be getting for his kids. So I went through his return and he had indicated that his kids were not at home. They were away at college and they didn't live with him all year long. Well, if you don't know, the rule states that if your kids are away at college, they're still considered living at home, then you're going to lose out on some credit. And that's what happened. So I took a look at his tax return and I fixed it and I got him $3,000 more. So he's a DIYer, thought he knew the rules, wanted to save some money, not going to a preparer, but he ended up having to pay me anyway to fix the problem.
Well, I've reasoned for so many years in my own case that there are many professionals that I pay because I cannot do what they do. If somebody comes to repair my roof or my plumbing or my electricity or my car, it's just not, it's not feasible for me to try to do what experts can do. So I've always looked at it this way. Where else, not very many places, can you spend a few hundred dollars to save several thousand dollars?
Exactly.
I would imagine that there are many, many instances where that happens with you.
There is, yes. And here's one other thing I will say. It's not just the money that you're saving if you want to do it yourself, or that if you want to pay someone else. It's the time.
And the agony.
Yes. What is the time value of your money? If you have to spend 8 hours preparing your own tax return on a Saturday, for instance, well, what else could you be doing with that 8 hours? What else
could you value? Or if you equate that to a work day, what in 8 hours would you be earning?
Yes. If you're self-employed, if you're spending your time preparing your tax return during a work day, for instance, on a Thursday, well, that's 8 hours. You're not sending out proposals or tracking down accounts receivable or doing some other income producing activity. So it's a trade-off. Those are conversations I have frequently with people that want to do it themselves. Well, there's value in that, but there's also value in paying someone else.
Yes, exactly. This is magnificent information, and I know that there's very helpful information in your book. So I want us in just a few seconds to get back to our conversation and have you tell us about your book, please. Be right back.
Do you wish you felt confident about giving speeches? Do you want to deal with difficult people constructively? And what about becoming more persuasive in sales? Then keep listening now to Dr. Bill Lampton. He spent 20 years in management, so he knows the communication skills you need for success. I urge you to call the Biz Communication Guy today for a no-cost but very valuable 30-minute discussion about your communication challenges. Call now, 678-316-4300. Again, that's 678-316-4300.
You're here with us on the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, with our guest, Christine Stevenson. Christine, I mentioned before that short break that we want to hear about your book. What prompted you to write it? What did you try to accomplish with it? And how will a reader benefit from it?
Absolutely. Part of the reason I wrote the book was based on my knowledge and time at the IRS. I spoke to thousands of small business owners across the United States. Many of them were Schedule C filers, single member LLCs, sole proprietors. And often they had the same issues over and over and over again. And it was after the fact. So I was more limited in how I could help them figure out what to do with the letter that they got from the IRS. And so understanding, well, if they did these things before, then they wouldn't have these issues after. So that was swimming around in the back of my mind. But the real impetus to get this going was I belong to a group of financial coaches, Ramsey coaches. I myself am a Ramsey preferred coach. And in this circle, there's maybe 700, 800, 900 coaches, and we belong to a forum. And new coaches come out of the training program that Dave Ramsey has, and they're all new business owners. They're all self-employed, independent contractors at this point. And many of them were asking the same questions in the forum. Do I need an EIN? How do I pay tax to the IRS? Should I form an LLC? I kept hearing these things over and over and over. And I thought, gee, this is like my time at the IRS. Why not write a book? Keep it simple, keep it short, use plain English, not IRS jargon. And I started writing. And I got to say, once I started, it poured out of me. I could not write this book. That's how fast it came out of me. I wrote 80% of the book in 20% of the time. And the other 20% of the book, I took 80% of the time. But that's what was behind this book, to help people.
Tell us how we can get the book, please.
Yes, sir. It is on Amazon. It's a paperback. I also have it recorded. I paid for a professional to record me, and it's an audiobook. It's also a Kindle version, also on Amazon. The audiobook is available on any of the major audiobook platforms, Google Play, Nook, Spotify, Audible. It's out there to go listen.
So you've provided the information and two different ways to satisfy whether we want to read or whether we want to listen, right?
Exactly. Or both at the same time.
Yes. That's great. Okay. I see the cover of the book behind you there, right?
Yes. How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS.
Which that title itself should that should attract a lot of people. Very much so.
It does. I have many of these coaches that I work with. I send them a copy of my book and they read it, and then they become my marketers for me. They realize, wow, this is really good stuff. And they have many clients that are also self-employed. So they're buying the book and sending it to their clients, which is the perfect scenario that you want. They are my advocates for this book. And I appreciate their support. I appreciate everyone's support that buys the book and especially leaving an Amazon review, because it's good information. I make it funny. There's stories in there about my clients. It's a really good book. I'm very proud of it.
Very fine. And I know there are many who are viewing and listening our conversation who will want that book. You could not have a topic that's any more universally recognized. I'm quite sure of that. In many ways, you're not just an IRS expert. You're also, it appears to me, you're a financial advisor. And one phrase that I've seen you use that I'd like for you to elaborate on is that you help people recognize their budget busters. Tell us about that.
Yes, budget busters. Before I say that, I do want to make a quick clarification on the language. I am not a licensed financial advisor. That is something different. I understand what it is, but I'm not licensed in that sense.
Thank you.
I am a coach, and coaching people with their money is helping people behave with their money, versus an advisor is helping the money behave well in the stock market, hopefully. So money messes. That's a huge thing. A great example is, as a parent, we have kids. We want to put our kids in all sorts of, soccer practice and ballet lessons and swimming and all sorts of things that we want for our kids. And those things nickel and dime our budgets. And it can be detrimental and bust the budget because we don't want to not give those things to our kids, especially if we come from a background that we maybe didn't have those things. And we don't want our kids to, quote, suffer and not have those things because I didn't. So those are the kinds of things. Or car repairs, unexpected car repairs, huge budget buster. My husband, we had to put a transmission in his truck and simultaneously get a new, some other thing. I forget what it is. I'm not a car mechanic. But anyway, we had to lay out $4,500 just like that. And because of where we're at with our money and what we've done, we were able to cash flow that. So we didn't have to resort to using a credit card. So car issues are a big budget buster. Medical expenses.
Yes.
All these things that pop up unexpectedly that bust our budget. I have a process for people to avoid that. And that's part of what the coaching is. It's let's set money aside so we don't bust the budget. And that's a process.
That old saying about saving for a rainy day.
Absolutely. We know it's going to rain. Not a matter of if, but when.
When you, again, sometime are my guest on the Biz Communication Show, we don't have time to talk about it now, but I would like to at least mention it, that I would imagine that you sense, as I do, that there could be vast improvements in the educational system, teaching us financial literacy and financial planning quite early in life, because we form habits early in life, and some are good and some are not so good and we neglect some habits that we want. But I would think that that's a topic that you would be glad to explore.
I very much want to explore this. When I wrote my book, part of the intention behind it was to figure out somehow to put this into a curriculum of some sort. I would love, dearly love, to create an instructional program for high school kids, maybe high school seniors, because everybody at some point in their life is going to have to file a tax return. I mean, bar none, with rare exception. And this is a real skill set that would come in handy as you leave high school, as you get into college, sort of maybe leave the nest, you know, mom and dad's nest from home. And to be able to create that sort of thing has become very near and dear to my heart. A year ago, I wrote down in my journal, my next project is to create some sort of curriculum. And I've actually begun that process now. I'm going to be working with someone that's going to help me build that. And it will be both for small business owners that have nothing to do with the school, because we do have a terrible lack of education about basic finance and taxes in our education system, but also to figure out how to work this into a curriculum in schools, in high schools particularly. So I'm very excited to begin exploring that process.
I'm glad I brought up that topic.
Me too.
It would meet a felt need, as we talk about, because the trouble that we get into financially is preventable with planning.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
It is preventable with planning and with knowing experts such as you and your coaching and others who can guide us just through some basics that would help us so much. Christine, this has been a marvelous conversation, very enlightening, very energetic, as I knew it would be. I've learned so much. I know our viewers and listeners have. So I know people will want to get in touch with you. So please give us your contact information.
Absolutely. The best place is to go to my website, which is www.proverbs1616.com. And on my landing page, there's all sorts of buttons, radio buttons, to get on my calendar. You need to press that button, get on my calendar. We have a nice conversation about what's going on with your money. It could be business, it could be personal, but we'll have a conversation. Other than that, getting a hold of me by phone, I have a Google Voice number, which is 737-234-0196. You'll give me a call, leave me a voice message, and I will call you back. Absolutely call you back.
And you have demonstrated today that you're a very knowledgeable person, you're a very approachable person, and you are dedicated to your profession, to helping us through a very complex arena so that our lives will have more security and serenity. That's great. And now that you've given your contact information, I am happy to give mine. Invite you to check my YouTube channel. Bill Lampton, PhD, is the way you'll find me there. I started posting instructional videos in the year 2007. I now have over 500 of them. I would say don't look at the ones in 2007. But the most recent ones, many of them, are the Biz Communication Show, where, as is the case today, I host an expert, and we have, I don't like to really call it an interview, I like to call it a conversation. And through that, both you and I learn those tips and strategies that I talked about at the first. So on my YouTube channel, when you go there, be sure to hit the subscribe button. My tagline is Biz Communication Guy, so my website, quite logically, is bizcommunicationguy.com. And while you're there on the website, you can subscribe to my podcast. Very much like Christine, I'd be very happy to talk with you. My phone number, 678-316-4300. 678-316-4300. Call me for a no obligation discussion of your communication problems and challenges, and we'll see what assistance you need and who's the best person to get that for you. It may not be me, but it could be me. So be happy to talk with you. And now I want to ask Christine again, a very enlightening conversation. In 30 seconds or so, how could you pull together what you'd like to leave with us today?
Well, what I would like to leave for the small business owners in particular, inside my book, which is the 10 Best Tax Tips, I want you to drill down. We didn't talk about this, but I want you to drill down. I want you to go open a business checking account. That's one of the best things you can do for yourself. And if your money is a mess, start tracking all of this inside your business account. And you can get a hold of it. I really want to encourage you to do that. These are the things that I help people do. So go open that business checking account. That will really help you.
Thank you. Thank you again for being our wonderfully enlightening guest today. And I encourage people to get your book. I encourage people to talk to you about your coaching and your IRS assistance. They will be better for it, I'm sure. And thanks again to all of you who joined us today on the Biz Communication Show on the video portion or on the podcast. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy. Looking forward to being with you again soon.